Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, Imam Ali al-Naqi. This hadith is the extent to which, it's about the extent to which one is allowed to describe Allah. As you know, the knowledge of Allah is a virtue which everyone wants to attain. It's considered the peak and the pinnacle of all knowledge. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The fruit of knowledge is attaining inner knowledge of Allah." Thamaratul ilm ma'rifatullah. At the same time, there are limitations to our ability to understand Allah. For example, we have been prohibited in many hadiths from contemplating the essence of Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Beware of pondering about the essence of Allah. For verily, pondering about Allah only increases one's bewilderment. Verily, Allah, mighty and exalted, cannot be perceived by the sights or described by any type of criteria and measurement." And he also said, "Ruined is the one who ponders into the essence of Allah." And it's also been narrated in many hadiths that the intellect is unable to fathom the essence of God. For example, Imam Ridha alayhi salam once said, "His essence is a partition, a distinction between him and his creation." And he said, "He is too exalted for sight to be able to perceive him, and for imagination to be able to fathom him, and for the intellect to be able to grasp him." So there's obviously limits to our ability to which we can understand Allah and subsequently describe him. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Hadi alayhi salam, he elaborates on this and he elucidates what this means. Imam Hadi alayhi salam said, "Verily the Creator can only be described by that which he himself has described himself. And how can the Creator ever be described anyways, whom the senses are incapable of perceiving, and the imaginations are unable to grasp, and the ideas unable to confine, and the sights unable to contain? He is too exalted for the description of those who undertake to describe, and too high to be attributed by those who seek to attach attributes to him." And it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "He is one, but not by enumeration. He is everlasting, without extremity. He exists without any support." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the extent to which we can describe Allah in the words of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.